I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Hope you're doing well. We're hanging in. It's two decades and working on three for Montana for Montana. Again, thanks for being here. Brian Wakeling now joins us, Game Management Bureau Chief, Montana FWP. Certified wildlife biologist, certified public manager, masters and bachelors from Arizona State University in this role for the past 3 years. And now will be the one, I guess, Brian will be chatting with as we go through this scoping process. I very much appreciate you coming on. FWP begins the scoping on a proposed new wolf management plan. I think it's a big deal.
Thank you very much, Tom. And yes, we think it is a big deal, and we really appreciate the opportunity to kind of talk about it a little bit this morning. We are just initiating the scoping process, and those scoping comments will be open through Saturday of April 22nd, and this is just the beginning. We want people to help us kind of line out options that we may have not seen or line out a little bit more, help us kind of pick up some of those details that we may not have included so far. And really looking forward to people being part of that whole exercise.
I should get this out first off, and maybe you could tell me about this meeting, but you had one online earlier. There is one, it's April 11th, so it's going to be from 6 to 8 tonight. I know that you'll be doing, this is a process. I've been kind of teasing because I see the word scoping, and what are we scoping? Are we scoping a proposed scoping proposal? I guess, you know, I get confused that way. But talk about this meeting and talk about what this process is.
That's a great question, Tom. You know, there's a lot to, you know, anytime you're talking about government, you talk about process. And a lot of people can get confused. It's not a simple process for people to understand. But what we try to do, and, you know, this is something that, you know, you mentioned at the outset, you know, it was 20 years ago where we adopted the last plan, and a lot has changed since then. Wolves have been delisted. They're now under state management authority. They have been so for just a little over a decade, so more time under state jurisdiction now. We've got a lot more experience. And so what we want to do, we have not yet released a draft of a plan. What we have started to do is start to line out with any plan. We have to go through Montana Environmental Policy Act, and that evaluates state actions. And so as we go through the plan development, we also have to go through the Montana Environmental Policy Act, or MEPA. A lot of people can hear that and confuse it with NEPA, which is the National Environmental mm-hmm. Policy Act. They're separate things, separate processes. A state action here in Montana is governed by MEPA. It is not, unless it has a federal nexus, it does not use NEPA. And so our Montana Environmental Policy Act requires us to evaluate these actions. And so at this point in time, what we're trying to do is identify what those actions are. Currently, we've identified a couple of different actions. One would be a no action, where we keep using the existing plan, which has its limitations, and the other is trying to look at a whole list of new concepts, things that would still maintain a lot of what we have been doing, but incorporates a lot of the new work that has been adopted and allows us to continue to use science to move forward and do that. So that is posted on our website at Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and it's on the first page. If you go down there, you can pull up not only the documents that we have out there, this current scoping with identifies our alternatives, but it also has the last plan on there. And it also has a way for you to link into the meeting this evening to be part of that conversation and provide us with some comments on what we've captured correctly and what we need to do differently.
Well, talk about some of the new science, because I'm very curious about that. And then I'm also curious about how long it took to draft the other plan. And because I've heard that, especially because you're trying to meet these regulations and there's lawsuits, and I know you don't want to necessarily get into it, but I can. Environmental organizations have used, in my mind, the courts in an irreverent way and have complicated the process. That's my take on this. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I can certainly appreciate that perspective.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that go into it, and you know, we talked about some of the science. When we first started monitoring wolves here in Montana, there weren't very many of them, and at that point in time, we used to incorporate this one aspect which we called a minimum count, and as the wolves became more numerous, we needed to come up with some better ways of monitoring those animals. And so since that time, we've incorporated some sophisticated modeling approaches. Those modeling approaches, you know, you hear the word IPOM out there all the time. We have integrated population models, and we've also got the improved integrated patch occupancy model. And so things that are important to know when you're trying to figure out, when you're trying to model the number of animals out there is, you know, how much territory do they cover?
Mm-hmm.
What's their pack size? What areas do they occupy? All of that goes into the modeling effort, and it gives us a better, it doesn't matter what side of the argument you are on these things, everybody wants us to use better science, and this is really, really good science. And it's been published in peer refereed journals, and what that means is it's put out, it's gone out to reviewers who they're not affiliated with the project, and they have the ability to reject that manuscript if that study will not be published if it does not meet the rigors of scientific review. And every aspect of that model currently has been through a rigorous peer referee review process. So it's good science. That doesn't mean it's the end of the science, and it doesn't mean that, you know, we won't see new innovations as we move forward. And it doesn't mean that it's perfect. It doesn't mean that there aren't some aspects of it that are suitable to be criticized and improved. So we want to make sure that we're monitoring wolves as well as we can. And we want to incorporate that new science and also allow for further improvements as they come along.
Have you seen any, and we're with Brian Wakeling, Game Management Bureau Chief with the Montana FWP, talking about the beginning of a scoping process for a new management plan since 2003 as the old management plan. This was ordered by the governor of Montana. Have you seen, Brian, any behavioral changes? As you noted, how much land they need and some of those basic instinctual kinds of things. But have you seen over the years in monitoring wolves actions on our part to try and corral behavior or influence behavior? And I asked that question wondering about grizzly bears, and I know it's a different topic, but grizzly bears behaviorally have some things that we'll have to adjust for. They hear a gunshot, they come running instead of going the other way. Have wolves, what's wolves' behavior now after this 20 years or now? How long they've been in Montana? Reintroduced 30 years now?
Yeah, it's approaching that.
Yeah.
It's really the thing that's hard for anybody to really document from that's a little bit more than just anecdotal, you know,
yeah,
where,
right,
where
yeah.
you can truly say that it's a statistically relevant behavioral change that observing in animals, it's really, really difficult to say that definitively.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard, what you mentioned regarding the way grizzlies will respond in the case of a gunshot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of studies that have been done that kind of touch on that, and there's not real strong evidence to occur that is, you know, we're seeing a substantial shift there. There are intelligent animals, and I'm certainly not going to say it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
With wolves, I have not heard of any behavioral shifts that have been described to that extent. Again, they are intelligent animals, and they learn. And as we know that deer and elk will avoid places where they're susceptible, where hunting access is greater than in other areas. They avoid roads, you know, and so all animals are intelligent enough to be able to learn and modify their behaviors. I just have not heard of anything specific that, in regards to wolves, that would create a change to management at this point.
Well, I was just curious about that, too, because we have been managing wolves a little bit longer than we've been managing grizzly bears. Let's just kind of, we look at this 20-year plan, right? And will it take 5 years to develop a 20-year plan?
It's not our plan we do not intend to take that much time to develop a plan. We don't plan a plan for 5 years.
Yeah.
kind of coming back to the overall timeline is kind of what you had mentioned in one of the earlier parts here. And we've got this comment period, which ends on Saturday, April 22nd, and it's not really a comment period. It's a time to share your ideas on what we need to consider. We then intend to spend a few months trying to get it written. Obviously, we're going to rely on a lot of the information that we have already. There's a lot of work that has been done and a lot of work that's been written up. And so what we're hoping is that we might have a review draft available somewhere towards the end of summer, early part of fall. Once we do, that will be available for public review and comment, and we intend to do an environmental impact statement. A lot of plans are conducted simply with an environmental assessment. Mm-hmm. An environmental impact statement really ramps that up a bit, and a much more detailed analysis, just based on what we know and the attention that the public is giving to that, we expect it to be of interest, and we do expect this to have it out for comment for a period of about 60 days.
Are you seeing, under a minute here, are you seeing any problems, any conflicts, human-wolf conflicts? It seems like we've done at least a better job of managing that. What's the status now?
You know, we certainly do have conflicts that occur, and things that typically generate a conflict would be an incident where depredation occurs, and that does happen. We do have livestock that are, that on occasion do have wolves come in, and they will kill livestock in some instances, but what we have seen is a bit of a reduction in that. Routinely, when something like that happens, there's an array of both non-lethal and lethal options that may be used to try to mitigate that. Part of our role is to learn as well, and so there are certain things that we can do that help to reduce the likelihood that we'll have a depredation event.
Yeah.
And so, you'd mentioned that
we're gonna have to leave it there, Brian, for now.
All right.
Because we'll pick it up. Still lots to talk about, and I look forward to chatting with you down the road and having the state of Montana and our audience be real good participants in this process. Thank you, Brian, for the work you're doing.
Thank you,
Brian Wakeling from the FWP.